USA presents.
I think it's very important that anyone who does science in the 21st century isn't in an ivory tower.
Now, existence, you see, is something that is spontaneous.
I think having the technology widely accessible, especially for free, is critical.
Science has great beauty, and with its great spiritual strength, will in time cleanse this world of its evils.
The real deep down you is the whole universe.
It's not what you know.
Welcome to Modcast, a series dedicated to the UniSA Futuristic Museum of Discovery. Featuring interactive artwork and never-before-seen technology, Mod will make you question everything you thought you knew about everything. This episode, we will look at advancing technologies in an ever-changing world and how that impacts us.
Modcast, it's not what you know.
For years, we were shown tales of future robotics turning against humans and seeking extermination.
Hey, sexy mama. Wanna kill all humans?
We were shown robots coming back from the future to save mankind.
I'll be back.
And we were shown our favourite little robots helping to defeat the Death Star. But what happens when modern robots are capable of larger tasks and being a part of society in the near future?
I don't have anything against robots doing things for us that we don't want to do ourselves if it saves us some time.
Well, I think robots are pretty awesome, but when it comes to AI and things like that, there needs to be regulations.
I'm quite scared humanity is going to cause its own extinction within 5 generations.
It's clear that there are both growing concerns and excitement over our technological advances, and many await the results from our decisions currently being made. Many fear that if we create robots to complete certain tasks, such as building cars, that it will take jobs away from us and therefore affect the economy and limit our job opportunities. Simon Loeffler, the Digital's exhibition manager at Mod, believes that many robots will in fact be more of companions for us, and, for example, may even save us some back pain by picking up and moving heavier objects that really we just don't even want to touch.
I think around the time of each of the revolutions, when there's a mechanical revolution, like a manufacturing revolution, initially there's a lot of fear around jobs being lost, but specifically with the robots, I think we find that they still need a lot of work as well to keep them maintained and keep them operating. And some of the jobs that they'll take away from us will actually allow us to have more time to do like more jobs or just have a higher output.
When discussing robotics, it still seems to be a rather dystopian fantasy, something far off in the future, when in fact they are all around us, just not how we quite imagine them. One would be our good friend Siri, sitting right there in our back pocket. The other, our GPSs, the ones that instruct us to turn right when we really shouldn't.
No, look. It means go up to the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's
look,
a lake there.
I think it knows where it is going.
This is the
lake. Machine knows.
This is the lake.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's up here. There's no road here.
Since the unveiling of the social humanoid robot Sophia, many scientists have become more outspoken about the dangers towards artificial intelligence. Bill Gates remains optimistic that robots will play an important role in providing physical assistance and even companionship for the elderly.
That's good!
Whereas the late great Professor Stephen Hawking said that unless mankind redesigns itself by changing our DNA, computer-generated robots will take over the world.
That's bad.
Professor Anthony Elliott is the Dean of External Engagement at the University of South Australia, and he agrees that there is danger with artificial intelligence, but there is also danger with any element of creation.
Creation is not necessarily good. Yeah, creation can be a Mozart symphony, and it can be a work by Dostoevsky, but creation can also be the work of the Holocaust, and of the global financial crisis. That is, things that are terribly destructive and terrible to people's lives. The same, I think, applies in the field of artificial intelligence, cloud computing, supercomputers. This is a terrain which essentially we have created. Humanity's created this world. The point is we're entering Francis Fukuyama, the historian, years ago argued that we've reached the end of history. I think actually what artificial intelligence and robotics are showing us today is that that's not right. Where we're going is we're going off the edge of history, hence the focus on experimentation. We're going into terrain which is so radically different from the worlds of our parents and certainly our parents' parents, and there's no way of knowing.
Surrounding the exhibitions that will soon be taking place, one of the big questions that is posed to viewers is what makes us human? This was discussed in the previous episodes in relation to pain and the comparison between the human body and a machine. But what if these artificial intelligences were able to develop the human emotions that we take for granted? What could that mean for our relationships with them and our own ideology of ourselves?
Well, certainly, and the work that I'm doing with my team here at UniSA, what we focus on and where we see this radical catch-up between robots and humans in terms of interaction is basically around the area of talk. You know, there's a lot of arguments today that the big change that's coming as a result of robots is, in terms of jobs, we're all going to lose our jobs to robots. The other big argument is about ethics, the kind of ethics of artificial intelligence. I think they're both really important, but for me, the big revolution is about talk. As a sociologist, the way social life gets done, whether you work in a bank, whether you work in an advertising agency, or whether you work at a university or on a building site, most of the work of social life is done through talk, through interaction. And what's fascinating about artificial intelligence and robots is that increasingly in 2018, more and more of us not only are we talking to other humans, but more and more we're now talking to other machines, and we're having interactions with machines on a more regular, routine basis. We're only at the very beginning of this technological transformation, and from what my team and I are currently exploring and investigating, we think it's going to have absolutely massive consequences for the structure of modern societies.
So where does that leave us for the future? Well, only time will tell, but for right now, you can visit MOD from May 11th to learn more about artificial intelligence and perhaps even meet a robot along the way.
For more information, visit mod.org.au. Modcast. It's not what you know.